Our story today is called One Turtle at a Time. Every Sunday morning, I take a light jog around the park near my home. There's a lake located in one corner of the park, and each time I jog by this lake, I see the same elderly woman sitting at the water's edge with a small metal cage sitting beside her. This past Sunday, my curiosity got the best of me, so I stopped jogging and I walked over to her. As I got closer, I realized the metal cage was in fact a small trap. Yet it were three turtles, unharmed, slowly walking around the base of the trap. She had a fourth turtle in her lap that she was carefully scrubbing with a spongy brush. "Hello," I said. "I see you here every Sunday. Now, don't mind my noisiness, but I'd love to know what you're doing with these turtles." She smiled. "Cleaning off their shells," she replied. "Anything on a turtle's shell, like algae or scum, reduces the turtle's ability to absorb heat and impedes its ability to swim. It can also corrode and weaken the shell over time." "Wow, that's really nice of you," I exclaimed. Well, she went on, "I spend a couple of hours each Sunday relaxing by the lake and helping these little guys out. It's my own strange way of making a difference." "But don't most freshwater turtles live their whole lives with algae and scum hanging from their shells?" I asked. "Yep," sadly she said, "they do." Well, I scratched my head and said, "Well, then don't you think your time could be better spent? I mean, I think your efforts are kind and all, but there are freshwater turtles living in lakes all around the world, and 99% of these turtles don't have kind people like you to help clean off their shells. So no offense, but how exactly are your localized efforts truly making a difference?" The woman giggled aloud. Then she looked down at the turtle in her lap, scrubbed off the last piece of algae from its shell, and said, "Sweetie, if this little guy could talk, he'd tell you I just made all the difference in the world." Matthew 25:40, "And the king will say to them in reply, 'Amen, I say to you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did for me.'" Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.